Hosea chapter 2. Say to your brothers, Ami, my people, and to your sisters, Ruhama, I will have mercy. Well, Hosea is the prophet who has married this prostitute, and this woman has got pregnant by somebody else, and she gives him a little boy, and he looks at the little boy and says, Lo, Ami, not mine, not my people. But in the same way as God says at the end of Hosea chapter 1, that although they're not my people, yet they will be my people. So that is what Hosea is hoping, that he can somehow adopt this little boy and make him somehow part of the family. But then he goes on now to speak very toughly about Gomer. Contend with your mother, contend, for she's not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her prostitution from her face, lest I strip her naked and make her bare as in the day that she was born, and make her like a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and kill her with thirst. Indeed, on her children I will have no mercy, for they are children of unfaithfulness, for their mother has played the prostitute. She who conceived them has done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. Well, Hosea is angry here, and you understand his anger. He was within his rights to have her killed, because that was the judgment for prostitution and for adultery. And he has these thoughts, but then he changes. And this reflects the feelings of God towards his people, that he's very angry with them, wants to destroy them, but then he feels this pity towards them. She was pretty awful. She said, I'll go after my lovers. They give me my bread, my water, my wool, and my flax, my oil, and my drink. Well, it was the duty of a husband to give his wife her food and drink, and her wool and flax, that is, her clothing, her oil, and her drink. Well, she says, yeah, no, it's my lovers who give that to me. No, it was Hosea who provided her with food and clothing. And this is the pain of God when people say, God didn't do anything for me. It's my career. It's my wealthy relatives who've given me what I've got. It's my hard work who gave me what I've which has given me what I've got, when actually all is of God. As David says, of your own have we given you. You own everything. And so God has given us all things, and this should make us faithful to him, and we should never imply that anything that we've got, we somehow got from something else. That would be like Gomer saying to Hosea, nah, you didn't really give me my food and my clothing, I got it from my lovers. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up your way with thorns, and I will build a wall against her that she can't find her way. She will follow after her lovers, but she won't overtake them, and she will seek them, but won't find them. Then she will say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. So he's hoping that by being tough with her, she will come back to him, and this is what God hoped with his people. She did not recognize that it was I who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the oil, and multiplied to her silver and gold, which they used for Baal. So yes, Hosea is saying, she says that my lovers gave me everything I've got. No, it was me who gave you your food and clothing, and I gave you silver and gold, which they used for Baal. There he is, so in love with his wife, giving her all his silver and gold, all his wealth, everything he's got. And she goes out and spends it with her lovers serving Baal. Awful. But this is what we do to God when we use his blessings as if they are our own and use them for idolatry. Therefore I will take back my grain in its time and my new wine and will pluck away my wool and my linen which should have covered her nakedness. Now I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers and no one will deliver her out of my hand. And this is what Hosea felt. I'm going to display her for who she really is. I'm going to make a public spectacle of her. But he doesn't do that. He feels like doing it. And that is how God feels, you know, with you and me. It's not that God is the sort of kind old uncle who just gives you nice things and doesn't really care how you behave, God is deeply hurt by every one of our sins and our unfaithful actions. I will also cause all her celebrations to cease, her feasts, new moons, Sabbaths, solemn assemblies. I will lay waste her vines and fig trees about which she has said, "These are my wages that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest. The animals of the field shall eat them." A terrible woman she was. All the things that Hosea had given her, she says, "Well, actually, I got these from my lovers as the wages for my prostitution." How awful. Hosea had given them to her. And it's the same with us if we consider that we somehow have earned what we have in life. No, as David says, "All is yours, and of your own have we given you." I will visit on her the days of the Baals to which she burned incense, when she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels and went after her lovers and forgot me, says Yahweh. So this is now God speaking, but you see how the feelings of Hosea are really the feelings of God. He says, yeah, just as Gomer dressed herself up all pretty and went out to her lovers and forgot all about Hosea, that is what Israel had done to him. And yet, Israel never told God, "We're through with you, we quit worshipping you." They didn't become atheists, they still kept the feasts and proclaimed their love for him, just as Gomer did to Hosea. Got to be so careful that we're not like that, that we don't claim that we love God and yes, oh yeah, I love you, when actually we've forgotten him and we're just going off with the boys at the casino kind of thing. Dressed up all pretty for them and forgetting all about God. Therefore, behold, this is God's plan and Hosea's plan. I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. I will give her vineyards from there and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. Now, Achor, the valley of Achor, that's where they buried Achan, who made Israel to sin when he stole things out of Jericho and brought about their destruction. And she will respond there, as in the days of her youth and as in the days when she came up out of the land of Egypt. So just as Hosea was thinking back to when he first married Gomer and she said that she was going to be faithful to him, so God thought back to the covenant he'd made with his people when they had promised when they came up out of the land of Egypt to be his, even though, Ezekiel says, they had the idols of Egypt with them at the time. And Amos says, and Stephen quotes it in the New Testament, that they actually carried the tabernacle of their god Remphan with them through the wilderness, as well as the tabernacle of Yahweh. They had idols with them in Egypt. They took them through the Red Sea. They took them through the wilderness. Like Gomer, they were not faithful from the start. "It will be in that day," says Yahweh, "that you will call me my husband and no longer call me my master. For I will take away the names of the Baals out of her mouth and they will no longer be mentioned by name." God is, as it were, fantasizing that after you've suffered all these things, you'll really come back to me and you'll call me truly my husband. And then he goes on to sort of describe, as I see it, an open-air wedding ceremony. "In that day I will make a covenant for them with the animals of the field and with the birds. I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness, justice, loving kindness and compassion. I will even betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know Yahweh. It will happen in that day. I will respond. I will respond to the heavens, and they will echo down to the earth, and the earth will respond to the grain, new wine, and the oil. I will sow her to me in the earth, and I will have mercy on her who had not obtained mercy. And I will tell those who are not my people, 'You are my people,' and they will say, 'You are my God.'" So God's fantasizing, just like Hosea fantasized, that okay, she's been awful, but we'll get married again. We'll do this again, and we'll enter into another covenant, and the whole of creation will join in. Heaven to earth will echo back the sound of the joy of us two getting back together. Well, that was God's hope for Israel. It was Hosea's hope for Gomer. But the terribly sad thing is that it never worked out. It never happened like that. Gomer, far as we know, never really got it. She never really devoted herself to her seer, and neither did Israel to God. And so God has taken on another wife, and that's us. And when you think of the shame of how Israel treated God, of how Gomer treated her seer, we each vow to ourselves and vow to God that although I'm weak and not so attractive, I will really not be like her. I'll be your faithful woman. I will be your faithful woman, and I will stick with you. I'm not a beauty, but I'll stick with you, and I love you. And I'm so sad that the other woman messed up like she did.